Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is Ben Greenfield, your host, and each week we'll be presenting fitness business advice and interviews with professionals in business and marketing fields. This podcast is designed for personal trainers, gym owners, nutritional consultants, lifestyle coaches, and anyone else involved in the wellness field who wants to enhance their income and take control over their business. Stay tuned. With each episode, you're going to learn how to maximize your income and train for top dollar. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield, and I am here with the co-founder and chief marketing officer of Training Peaks. And our goal in this interview today is to give you a really good idea of what you actually have available for you in terms of the power of online personal training and online fitness business systems that you can use to enhance your business. And the type of software that's actually available for you to use. So, Dirk, thanks for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure thing. Happy to be here. Training Peaks really just kind of grew out of my passion for sport. A lot of listeners may have heard of my father's name, Joe Friel, and he's the author of the Training Bible series of books. There's the original Cyclist Training Bible, and then the Mountain Bikers Training Bible and Triathletes Training Bible, and many books since then. But I'm an ex pro cyclist. I was pro for 11 years. Retired in 2001. Towards the end of my career, I was coaching along with my father, and we were essentially coaching through the fax machine and email, and really needed a smooth system of data management where, our clients are in the same city or halfway around the world. We really needed a better system for managing training programs and training logs and journals and such. So, I kind of had a need as a coach and started to work on this project, which became Training Peaks. We started on it back in 1999, and that's kind of the summary of our 8-year history, or how it started at least.
Yeah, and that evolution from fax machine to email and document sharing to actual software programs is a big step. A lot of people are stuck in that second step. A lot of people that I know, a lot of trainers that I work with right now, that's how they're sharing information with their clients. So what features are actually available in current online software programs, whether Training Peaks or otherwise, that specifically allow a trainer to deliver a workout to a client? Let's talk about that specific part of it right now. I've got a workout. I want to tell you what you need to be doing, Monday through Friday of this week. How am I going to get that information to you, and how am I going to do it other than just calling you on the phone and telling you what to do?
Well, at Training Peaks, we really want to take a kind of a backstage to the coach. We want the coach just to shine, and we want to be the platform of communications between the client and trainer. So ideally we do offer workout menus, but we also want the trainers and the coaches on our system to create their own custom workout menus, because we want you to teach your own methodologies within your own terminologies. So you can create custom workout menus, routines, and then assign them out into the week. So basically you have a calendar and you're just clicking and dragging, a particular workout session over to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever you have. And then the athlete can log in from their side of things. They see the calendar. They can have a month view, a week view, or they can bring it all the way down into the actual workout itself for the journal view. For the details of the workout, they can perform the workout and then record back in their journal how they did. That can be textual, so they can simply type what they did, how they felt, or it might be a file that's coming back. They might do a walk or a run with a GPS device, let's say, and then upload that file. So we're compatible with over 14 different devices. Most of the heart rate monitors and GPS devices and cyclometers on the market we're compatible with. So that's kind of the quick flow of information from the trainer out to the client and then back to the trainer.
Right. And from an accountability perspective, when I deliver a workout to a client, I want to know that they did it. And that's one of the concerns for me is how do I actually ensure they did the workout, or how do I get some kind of data from their workout, since that's kind of the barrier in online training is that you actually can't be there during the workout.
Right. And, you know, we're not trying to replace personal training in-person, sessions. I feel that, you know, we enhance that relationship. So if you do meet with a client, you know, twice or three times a week, wonderful. We don't want to replace that. We want to enhance that relationship and communications. But what is that client doing in between training sessions? So if you see them Tuesday, Thursdays, what are they doing, you know, Friday through Monday sort of thing? I'm giving them advice, you know, 7 days a week. And I term that personal trainings, you know, 24/7, which is really what the endurance coaches have really done a great job with. They might meet with a client to work out with them, but then they also can advise them on days that they are not working out with them. So accountability, you know, has a large role to play in a successful client-trainer relationship. And just by knowing the client, they know that the trainer has access to their training log online. So there's that accountability. You know, if I don't log in for whatever 3 days and I haven't updated my journal, well, you know, I might get an email or I might get a phone call or a visit from my trainer saying, hey, what have you been doing for the last 3 days? I'd love to hear how things are going. So there's that accountability that should come back from the trainer to the client that completes that communication circle.
There's one feature that I wanted to ask you about that I think a lot of coaches and trainers could really use more effectively, and that's quantitatively analyzing either the volume or the intensity of a workout. And I've noticed that on Training Peaks, you know, I can go in and look at a daily log or a daily report from a workout, but I can also do a graph. And talk a little bit about the type of graphs that are available.
Yeah. Well, we have some simple graphs all the way up to very complex graphs. You know, we have a nice graph is actual versus completed time or duration. So if I programmed in for the athlete or the client to train 8 hours this week, you know, at the end of the week, I can pull up a chart that compares what I planned for them versus what they actually completed. So what percentage of plan time did they complete? That's a nice, simple, easy chart, to view. And then, you know, you can go up the level of complexity, if you will. You know, if they use a heart rate monitor and you've, you know, assigned to them, I want you to exercise for, you know, 2 hours this week in heart rate zone 2. Well, you can go in, pull those reports and see how much time they spent in each of their individual training zones. So you might have someone who just wants to lose weight and you're trying to keep them injury free and keep them below a certain heart rate, but above, you know, you might want to keep them in the quote fat burning zone, let's say. So let's focus on that zone. You know, you can pull that report. And then, you know, many more advanced reports beyond that, even up to, you know, cycling power meters, you know, and, you know, pulling reports on critical power per se. So kind of the whole spectrum of charts, if you will.
And you can get pretty advanced with it if you really are doing a periodized training program in terms of tracking the amount of time spent in each zone during a certain part of the program, you know. So if I pull up someone's graph and over the past 4 months, you know, in a time when we're supposed to be working at a low intensity, we're seeing, you know, 60% of the time spent up in a zone 4. That's a really powerful tool for me to be able to step back and see the bigger picture. So, tracking clients' workout progress, I think that's a huge part of online training software capabilities that a lot of people really aren't able to utilize with their face-to-face clients some of the time.
Yeah, correct. And the more data that is input into the system, the more valuable the reports become. And the more time or history you have built up in the system, the more valuable the system becomes, because now you can compare, let's say, July 2008 to July 2007. So how much time did I spend in Zone 3 in July 2007 versus July 2008?
Exactly.
So you can really track changes over time and really kind of, model or predictive modeling, fitness going forward.
And we really aren't talking that much about fitness business today, but the interesting thing that you mentioned is you're tracking July 2008 versus July 2007. The reality is that for a lot of trainers right now, there aren't a ton of clients that are staying with them on a year-to-year basis. You know, someone might train for 3 months and achieve their goal and say goodbye. And by training people online, you can introduce a feature that allows someone to actually train from month to month and be able to afford training from month to month. And, I mean, you can literally, I have people that I've tracked for 2 years on Training Peaks, and we can go back and compare any of their previous workouts. And I think it's a powerful tool from a business sense.
Yeah, certainly. It can help with retention as well. And I know a trainer in Chicago whose clients leave, during the winter months to go down to Florida, right? So he loses these clients every winter, and then they come back during the nicer time of year in Chicago. But by using an online system, he can now actually prescribe workouts over the whole winter, and he can monitor their progress from within their training logs from afar. You know, they're in Miami, and he's up in Chicago. So essentially, he's now retained that client 12 months a year instead of maybe 5 months a year. So there's a lot of people that do want that hands-on advice and accountability, 7 days a week. And a lot of people travel for work and they can't come visit you in person. They would love to and they can afford it, but they just can't because of work and family. But they still want to receive advice from you.
Now, how about keeping track of nutrition? Is that available?
Yeah. Oh, certainly. Yeah. Just as equally on the exercise side, we have nutrition reporting, planning, and recording of meals. So we can save templates. So a dietitian or a trainer can actually go in and prescribe future meals into the system. The client can log in and see those meals. They can simply check off as consumed. So at the end of the day, if they ate as prescribed, they could just click a button and say consumed as planned. Or they can go in and edit what was prescribed to them. So if they change the amounts, and then they can hit save. Or they could go in and rewrite what they actually did eat. So we have a very large database, which includes the USDA database. We have another database of packaged foods. And then we have a community-generated database. So if I can't find what I ate today in the Training Peaks database, I can actually enter in a custom food and then share that out to the community. So then other people can search, and they might find something that I entered in yesterday, and they can pull that into their favorites list. So it's an ever-growing database of foods, which is really nice. And we have UPC codes as well. So if you have the UPC code on your item, you could just simply search by the UPC code and find the exact item within our database.
Yeah, and that's really convenient to be able to do that. I know when you're trying to figure out, which, if you go to the USDA database section, there's tons of different foods that are available, and sometimes it's easier to narrow it down if you can just type in the UPC, just like on Amazon when you're searching for a book. You need to be able to.
Yeah, definitely. It can be cumbersome. Yep. But we want you to create your own favorites list so that at the end of the day, you can simply go in and click on your favorites that you ate. And most people recycle through the same 20 meals. So if we can try and make those meals as nutritious as possible, then that hopefully is a big step forward.
Yeah, a lot of my clients create their own nutrition templates, and then they just click on that meal because it's a meal that they eat at least once a day every week. So, in your opinion, how many clients can a trainer or a coach work with online?
A lot of it comes down to your business model. What services are you offering? If you're giving, literally 24/7, I'm available at your beck and call. You have my cell phone number. Call me whenever you need me. Okay, you're gonna, spend more time with each client. You're gonna charge more for that. You might have a lower client load. You might, have whatever, 10 to 18 clients. Let's say they're paying a good amount. Beyond that, you might have another service level that just has less time that you're providing to a client. So, I could see managing up to probably 25 or so clients. That's a pretty big workload. But then you might have assistant trainers and assistant coaches. So when you start to think about that model of bringing on new assistants, you can really leverage the system and manage. Literally, we have one coach that started out with just 10 clients, and now he has 400, but he's got, 17 assistants under him. So, and he manages group training. So he's really leveraged the system to expand his overall business model.
Yeah, and that's huge from the perspective of being able to do it all via digital information and not via having to pay your own lease on a facility where you can train 400 clients on any given month. So,
Yeah, you can do
completely
both.
different
You can,
style.
yep,
Yeah.
yep, you can do both. You could meet in person with a certain set of clients and then work with others just remotely, and just a combination of the two.
So, are there any legal considerations with virtual training that you're aware of that you'd like to mention on the show?
I definitely think you should look into your own state laws. I mean, waivers should definitely be covered off on. The limitations of waivers are different state by state. I know Colorado is a little unique because of our ski industry. So we're different than let's say Indiana, for example. So, getting a waiver signed off, is probably a very, smart thing to do. Certifications, have your certifications in order so that you are professionally certified, and I'm sure that would help out a lot in a court of law. And then keeping track of just records, keeping a record of all of your past clients' communications so that if anything does come back to haunt you, you at least have something to dig out of your files, and that can help back up your side of the story.
Yeah, exactly. And record keeping, again, we return to digital information. Anything on the internet is there, virtually forever. And so you really can go back and show exactly what you've done in terms of exercise prescription from that perspective, digitally.
Yeah, and before you release a client, from within your online account, you can print out, calendars and such, so you have a record of what you prescribed out to them.
Right. And what would you say, and this is the last thing I'd like to ask you, but in your opinion, where do you see the future of online training in terms of, what the software capabilities might evolve into, or what people might be able to do in the future in online training?
Well, in the near-term future, we're excited about some new features that we're releasing this fall. Set rep weight tracking functionality, exercise videos being available from within our menus, so you can piece together an exercise routine of individual lifts and save that as a template, much like a meal template, but it would be a workout with videos in showing up. Those videos here eventually will be delivered, down to the BlackBerry and the iPod, and taken out mobile into the facility. So we want to create a platform where coaches and trainers can even shoot their own video and upload that into our system. So again, it's their own custom workout menus with their own models they've handpicked and variants on lifts or routines. So, you know, we really want to, again, be the platform that they can preach their own methodologies through. And, you know, I think the endurance coaches have just done an amazing job of being entrepreneurial. And I think that shows a lot of opportunity for the personal training crowd and personal trainers creating new services to deliver out to their clientele.
Yeah, and that's actually pretty exciting to me, being able to shoot a video, you know, at my lab or in my studio, send it to my client, and then have them download it to their phone via device sharing capabilities that are on something like Training Peaks, and bring it with them to the gym. I mean, that's pretty much the best of both worlds right there.
So, oh, certainly, definitely.
Yeah. Well, any last words, Dirk?
No, I'm just, you know, certainly we, you know, are here to help. You know, this is our passion, and we're a software company. We're not a coaching company. We're not a personal training company. But we're hopefully the world's best endurance and training software out there. So,
where can people go for more information?
Trainingpeaks.com, and they can register for a free, a coach account, a professional edition is what trainers would look for. Sign up for a free professional edition, and we'll line up a personal demonstration by phone and walk you through the system, answer any questions. And we like to sit back and listen to your own services that you want to offer so that we can show you that the features within our system that really apply to your own business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd like to just tell the listeners, I've been using Training Peaks for a couple of years. It's what I utilize in my online training systems. If you have questions about how I use it, you can also get a hold of me from the website. Just email ben@trainfortopdollar.com. And Dirk, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I think that's a lot of useful information that people will get a lot out of. So,
sure.
Dirk, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll talk
thank
to you later.
You.
So that's all the content for today from TrainForTopDollar.com. Make sure that you check out the book. It is full of tips and tricks that teach you just how to use something like online software to actually make money. You'll be presented with the exact forms, fee structures, business structures, everything you need to get started. The book also contains chapter by chapter, step by step instructions on how to do everything from create an information product, book, or DVD to getting on television in your local community and becoming the local recognized celebrity fitness expert. So make sure you visit the trainfortopdollar.com webpage, leave us a comment on the blog, go and post a comment in the forum section or the FAQ section. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Ben Greenfield, over and out.